Welcome to episode 2 of Video Gaming is Good. I'm your host, Darren, aka Emo.
Yeah, and I'm Lee, also known as Swazza.
Yes, and welcome to episode 2. First, I'd like to apologize for the delay of this podcast as we had some technical issues, and I'll let Swazza explain why we had to delay it.
Yeah, that's drawing a bit of a long bow there. It's sort of like my fault, all of it. In the sense that in Australia, you have limited choices for broadband. You sort of take what you can get. And unfortunately, I get capped after using 10 gig, and I can easily do that a month. And so that was sort of all my fault there. Sorry about that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure everybody understands, because you're probably using all that bandwidth just to find out articles and videos and stuff, all just for this podcast, right? You know, nothing else, man. For this podcast.
Oh, certainly not downloading things like Trailer Park Boys episodes or anything like that. No, just articles and that for me.
Yes, it's all legit, 100%.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it's all on topic, you know.
Yeah, true. And also like to point out from the last episode, some comments that some people made, and yes, one comment said that Swazza didn't have much to talk about in last time, so hopefully we'll remedy that by making him talk, and hopefully he'll just won't be too quiet like last time. Cause
usually people want me to shut up, so you know this.
Nah,
I'll talk more.
Yes, talk more, because that comment, I'm sure that guy probably just loves your voice, you know.
Oh, I'm definitely. That's got to be it.
Yeah, that's got to be it, you know, and yes, and also apparently my volume during the podcast last time went down a lot, so hopefully I fixed that, and hopefully it doesn't happen again in this episode. So that's enough for the housekeeping. I think we'll carry on to what we've got to talk about. Now we're just going to talk about the news, and news is what just happened recently, and one big thing I just found out.
And we got a lot of news.
Yeah, we got a lot of news today, so just bear with us. And first thing that I want to talk about is E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo. And apparently what's happened with E3 now is that, as we know it, it is no more. So they're not going to have it in May. Next year it will be in July. And the reason they're doing this is it's not going to be the big expo we've all lived over, I think 12 years, how, you know, all the game developers put millions of dollars or so-called millions of dollars into, you know, making everybody want to come and see the latest games they've got. But they want to tone it down so that it's more focused for the developers and more intimate for them. And honestly, I don't know if this is a good or bad thing. What do you think, Lee?
I can't say I really follow E3 like really closely. I mean, I certainly read a lot about it, but I haven't really sort of really get into it. But I don't know, it sort of seems to me like they're just sort of, I don't know, maybe they think it's gotten a little too big. They want to rein it in a bit, maybe give some of the sort of more small independent type art house developers a bit more of a show, because if, you know, if you have to spend 5, 6, 10 million or whatever it is to get a decent booth like a Nintendo or whatever has, that's certainly money you can't really afford to spend if you're just a small developer. So maybe, I don't know, maybe they're looking at it from that point of view, but maybe they're looking at it from just trying to cut some costs. Maybe they just want to do things differently, you know, sea change and all. But, I don't know, it's sort of a bit hard to really make something of it all.
Because I read the press release, and I'll put it onto the website afterwards, is that when they first brought out E3, it was supposed to make people aware of video games, and since now video games have become more mainstream, that objective has kind of been, you know, fulfilled. So they don't need to make it so big so that everybody knows who they are now. Everybody knows what video games are. But also, as Squalder just pointed out, that the game developers, they might spend lots of money, but the return isn't exactly what they want. And of course, there's other game conferences around the world as well nowadays. Like, there's one in Tokyo, and I think there's another one in Europe. And so even though E3 is like the big one for everyone, it's just that it's not feasible for them to keep it so big. And also there's talk that you know, one of the controversial things that I think they might have toned down was the booth babes. And we all know what the booth babes are. You know, they get hot looking girls dressed up in bikinis or whatever you want, and has no relevance to computer gaming at all, but it's just to attract gamers to their booth. So
they have the same thing at car shows, at boat shows. I mean, so what, you know?
I know, it's like, oh, you know, come see the car. I go, oh, what are you here for? Then, oh, I'm just here to attract the audience. I'm going, okay, fine. Like, do you come with the car if I buy one? You know, it's like,
Yeah,
quoting The Simpsons. But yeah, in a way, I understand how they're saying they're, you know, sex sells, and we all understand sex sells. But I do think E3 did get out of hand over the past few years. How, you know, there's everywhere you look, there's all these girls dressed up in tight clothing, and you know, I got nothing against that. You know, if they want to dress up nicely, go ahead. But I think it does have to be more focused on gaming, and they're still gonna have, you know, the big game. What's it in the theaters? The demonstrations of the new things for every game developer. You know, especially the big ones of Sony, Nintendo, Microsoft. But instead of, you know, making it all public, it's more gonna be for just the reviewers and the media to know about. Because in the end, even if you didn't go to E3 or haven't been, you do find out about everything basically the same day as everybody else. So it's not a big thing if you don't go, but just for them to tone it down, it's going to be a big loss for the gaming industry, because E3 is what everybody wants to look forward for the year. And, you know, especially myself, I like to know what's coming out, but it's a mixed bag for me. I don't know if it's good or bad, but I'll miss it for sure.
No. Alrighty. Looking at our little list, looks like I'm number 2 here.
Okay, now this is at least time, so really.
The article I sort of had a look at and sort of captivated me was one by called WoW Guild Pulls Cancer Victim from Financial Fire. I'll give the link out in the post and all. Mm-hmm. And basically, some guy, he got... I can't even figure out how to say it. So you got cancer, and obviously the treatment and so on was very, very expensive, and he couldn't work because it was, you know, expensive. He had treatment and so on, and it turned out that his WoW guild, just a bunch of people who he, you know, met online and played World of Warcraft with, came to his aid and helped out with helped out here with a power bill and some food and so on, which, you know, sort of goes to show just the sort of the spirit and sort of the community and friendships that can be formed all through games, and certainly a positive. It's, you know, one of the good things that comes out of gaming. And, you know, it looks like the guy sort of came out of the treatment that fairly okay, but certainly came out of it a lot less stressed if, you know, he didn't have to worry about the juice being shut off or his kids starving. So my opinion is, it's great.
Yeah, I was impressed with the article, and if I'm correct, I think it said that he like wrote letters to maybe, you know, governments and companies and all that, asked for help, and basically none of them helped him, wasn't that right? Or something like that?
Yeah,
like no one helped him, you know. I think he even maybe sent one to the president, I'm not sure, so don't quote me on that. But it's amazing how a bunch of people from a game he plays, you know, World of Warcraft, I've played it, so I know what it's like to be with a bunch of group there, but he probably never even met half of these people face to face. You know, it's all through just the game, and the how you gonna say, the spirit and the friendship that he made with these people. They, you know, they're willing to help him out. You know, you've never met this person, and they just want to help you out because they just, you know, it's just hard to put into words, but it's just great to see, you know, such a good spin on video games that, you know, it's like a good friendship that has been made. So,
and in particular, the type of video game, the MMORPG, is one that often cops a bit of extra flack from consuming so much time. You know, you hear of like Evercrack and EverQuest Widows and so on, all that sort of stuff. You know, this really shines through with a positive side to it.
That's true, man. So, you know, all the best to the guy who, you know, pulled through cancer, and we're just glad to hear that's a good story that came out from video games. Okay, back to me now on article number 3. And one of the big news, I guess, was released last week was that AMD and ATI are merging together. So it's reported that the transaction will cost about $5.4 billion, and the two powerhouses in the gaming world, AMD of course for their CPUs and motherboards, whatever, and ATI for their video cards, combining. So I don't know what this means for the market out there, because in a way, how will Nvidia survive? Because Nvidia and ATI are the big, you know, big heads of the video card market, and with ATI now becoming bigger in a way, having joined with AMD, it seems as though that Nvidia might fall short, which leads me to think, does this mean that we'll have a lower prices of video cards in the near future, as they'll be competing strongly against each other once again? Or
I'm a bit afraid that it might end up that you know, like you might get a bunch of games or whatever that'll only run on ATI hardware or AMD ATI combination hardware, and you know they'll obviously be, you know, sharing code or sharing algorithm, whatever. I suck at coding, but as an owner of an AMD and an Nvidia, I'm a bit miffed they didn't pick Nvidia to merge with.
I don't want to start the war. How people are saying, oh, AMD is, you know, better than Intel, even though Intel's got nothing to do with this. You know, the argument people are gonna say, oh, ATI and Nvidia, you know, people are gonna say, you know, one's better than the other. But you know, it seems to me that game developers, they probably will lean more towards making games suited for AMD and ATI, or you know, even the other hardware manufacturers will, you know, lean towards them. So would this mean as though that Nvidia will have a big problem on their hands in the future, and would that also maybe draw Intel into it? I'm not sure. We don't know this time how it's going to happen.
Well, we could look on the optimistic side and see that the competition will bring about huge advances in technology and yeah, all that sort of great stuff. But you know, I don't know.
And if it does, it will be a couple of years before I can afford it. So you know, there's no point. Only good thing you can probably hope for is that maybe Intel and Nvidia will do something, and then you know, cause another big news to happen in the world. But as we know, I can't say really much. But you know, I guess, you know, it's good news that they're joining forces. But until we see what happens, I'm not so sure. But well, I don't know. But that's my thoughts on it.
Well, fair enough. Alrighty, now me. Hope you're all listening. Hope you checked out this awesome order, you know, alternating. It's pretty good. All right, this one here, I looked at, I found it this morning because, you know, I had all this time to figure out and find an article. I left it to, you know, this morning. But this is a guy, and he is sort of writing a story about if you want to, you know, be good at piano, hire a piano teacher, and be good at golf, golf teacher, or if you want to be good at video games, you know, hire a kid. I mean, you know, you don't hire someone old, hire a kid. So this is a story sort of about some guy. He hires an 18-year-old, show him how to start being not so lame at Halo 2, and, you know, what is $45 an hour, which is pretty reasonable, I guess.
That's a pretty good, you know, earning right there.
Yeah, yeah, you can get a bunch of games, Super Smash Brothers Melee, which, you know, I suck at, but you know, I don't. I also don't have $20 to $65, so that solves that problem. But you know, this, what I really liked about this article is that it sort of proved that even though, you know, you may spend 10 hours a week every 3 days or whatever playing games, you know, there is actually a marketable skill out of all that. And by the sounds of it, you know, well paid.
Oh, sorry to butt in there, but, you know, since video games become mainstream now, people are finding heaps of ways to make a living off of it. Now, you know, of course people are going to say, oh, you can become a professional gamer and, you know, win tournaments, but not all of us can win tournaments, you know, but, you know, to hire out your skills to help other people increase theirs, I wouldn't have thought of it myself, if, you know, but I think that's a great way how we've seen the video games are becoming more mainstream into everyday's lives.
Yeah, I mean, But, you know, when you look at it, there really is no reason why you shouldn't have it. I mean, you know, like the article says, people hire, you know, golf tutors, piano, dance, music, singing, everything. You can hire somebody to make you do it better. I mean, I personally teach older people how to use their computers. I'm probably not going to be teaching them how to play, you know, Super Smash Brothers, but same sort of deal. And really, something which, well, I commend them for finding that niche.
Yeah, you know, it's great. You know, I don't know what else to say, but I was reading it, and like, I think one of the teachers there, like, one of the kids I was teaching, earned like $2,700 in a week. So that's quite a lot of money, you know, for maybe a young person to earn. But yeah, you know, if you got the skill and you're willing to, you know, maybe think of this as a good career move for one of you guys out there, you know, go ahead. You can, I'm sure there's no harm in trying it. You know, but it's just another great thing, I believe.
Yeah, $2,700 a week. I mean, that's like over $100,000 a year. I mean, you're not going to get that out of, you know, heaps of jobs. So
yeah, and I think
if you're good at it, go for it.
Yeah, and I think this guy, whoever did it, like, he quit high school just to pursue his gaming career or something like that. But, you know, that's another good thing about games, I guess. Okay, back to me once again.
Do you see the order? See? Back and forth. It's really good, see?
Yeah, oh, man, you know, we all got this set up, you know, bang, right there. Yeah. This article, what is it about? Oh, this is about a, I think in Amsterdam, they opened a computer game or video game addict center. Now, I know there's, you know, they've got Alcohol Anonymous and, you know, all these other centers out there, but what do you expect when you go there? You know, is it like, hi, my name is Ammo, and I'm a video game addict?
Yeah.
Hi, Ammo. You know. So, you know.
Or if it's anything like Fight Club, you can just go for the free donuts.
No, I guess so. But what exactly, you know, I read the article a bit, and it says that I think a parent sent their kid who apparently, you know, spent maybe the last 5 years of his life just basically playing video games. You know, he did go out now and then, but most of the time it was always indoors playing games. You know, there's like pizza boxes on the floor and clothes and all dirty and everywhere. And I think, you know, one time it stated that he used a bottle to take a leak without going to the toilet. You know, if that's your thing, go for it. But a video game addict center. I understand how some people are addicted to it. You know, I'm sure there's heaps of people out there who say, I'm addicted to it, and no, I don't have a problem. I can quit anytime I want. But I think it is a good thing, because you've seen the news how there's some people who, you know, tragically, they die after playing games for too long. Because it's not because of the games, but it's because they don't know how to look after themselves, you know, eating regularly or taking breaks or, you know, even.
Yeah. Like,
you know,
they forgot to drink water for 3 days.
Oh, my God. No. The H2O, no. But, but I don't know. It's a good thing and a bad thing. I think it is a good thing, really. Because, what do you think, Lee?
Well, yeah, it's good. I don't quite know that, you know, having to label it all, you know, a disorder, or having, you know, having like court mandated, you know, you'll go to the, you know, addiction clinic. If it ever gets to that, I think it's maybe going a bit sort of far.
Yeah,
but
I
mean, certainly if you feel that you can't really stop playing games, or you can't control your game usage, then, yeah, and if you feel it's a problem, or, you know, in your life, you're missing out on other stuff, then, yeah, I guess it's a good thing. I can't really say I've actually been addicted to a gamer, but, you know, yeah.
Well,
if it helps someone, then I can't really see a bad side to it.
Yeah, if you don't think you're a bit addicted to games, you know, seek help or talk to someone about it. But, you know, on the brighter side, I guess it is a good thing, because you want, if you know. Like anything, people do become addicted to something out there, one another. But I just want to know, how do you, you know, what happens when you come out? Like, do you say, oh, I don't play video games forever, or I'm sobered up, or, you know, you don't want to get lured by the temptation of, you know, playing console. Oh, no, an Xbox, I cannot look. you know, yeah. I must not look. But
every time you walk past like a land gaming place, you just gotta like, you know, just close your eyes and block your ears and run. You know?
Yeah, you just hope you don't live in LA when they have the E3 convention. Oh, but nowadays it's gonna be all turned down, small, so
you won't even notice it.
You go, oh, E3, what does that stand for? You know, it's like, yeah. Is it like ET times 3 or some shit? I don't know.
But, it'll be in July, which is their summer, and it'll be too hot to go outside anyway. So
too hot to go outside. Oh no, I'm at summer camp. Yay. but also I read that, you know, frighteningly, I don't know, the video game Attic Center has been swamped by requests for, you know, being admitted for people and also their kids. Now, either that points out that we have a lot of people in society who are addicted to games, or that they just probably want to go there to see what it's all about. But, you know, to be swamped within the first month of opening is a bit frightening. There's a lot of people out there who probably take their gaming too seriously. I'm sure you've all seen some of the news articles or even the videos on YouTube of people becoming too serious about games. I'm sure if you ever seen that German kid playing Counter-Strike.
I watched that tonight.
Yeah, I'll try and find out a link to it and put it onto the website, but you watch this German kid play Counter-Strike and he is really addicted. Maybe he should go to this video game.
Addicted is maybe a little too weak a word. I think maybe this guy is a little obsessed and insane. But
he's probably got his internet hooked into his veins or something like
that.
So.
Yeah, like all Matrix style.
You know, Matrix style, oh no. But yeah, opinions about it. I said it's a good thing, and if you ever need to go there, you know, all the best to you.
Yeah, and you're in Holland, so you could get some tulips.
Tulips, yeah. Beer, or whatever, you know. Well, okay, that'll be it for the news. Now, we'll move on. We want to highlight a section called What We Are Playing, and this is basically what Lee and I are playing at the moment. And we'll start this off by saying that about a fortnight ago, in our very own city, I guess, they had a Nintendo Connection tour. Basically, it was you know, the highlight, the Nintendo DS Lite, you know, being released. And they had like a convention in the shopping center, you know, nothing big or grand, but Lee and I both went there in the early morning of Saturday.
It was freezing.
Yes, it was cold. Very cold. It's winter year, so, you know, but, you know, just to get up for Nintendo, I did not mind. And let's just say we had a blast, you know, besides, you know, looking like the oldest people in the whole group of kids. And, you know, I say I had a lot of fun. What about you, Lee?
Yeah, no, it was good. It's good. Yeah, you roundly thrashed me at that little competition there.
I wouldn't say trash. You know, all fairness, they had a competition there in the, you know, the first round was to play the new Super Mario Brothers game, where you had to go, you know, versus each other basically. Now, Lee and I hadn't played this before, and we only spent like maybe 10 minutes before our actual competition, and we were just mucking about learning the ropes of how to play this game. But I didn't trash him. It was a close game of 3-2 stars, and I believe the last star that I got, we were both very close to it, so it could have gone anyway. So Lee put up a great fight, and I moved on to the next round of Mario Kart DS, which I unsurprisingly came 7th out of 8.
You didn't go too well there.
I didn't go too well, and I'll blame that because I'm a big guy, I'm the oldest guy, I got big thumbs and fingers, and my reaction time is slower than kids who are half my age. So
that's it, that's gotta be it.
Yeah, the kids are half. Let's just say that at our age, both Lee and I should be retired from gaming.
Yeah, but things start to fall apart, you know?
Yeah,
It's not going too well.
It's not going too well, yeah. But, you know, we had fun there. They gave a lot of freebies. I got we both got a lanyard and a mobile phone wrist strap.
Yeah.
Shout outs to our mate Pete for helping us get the wrist strap. You know,
yeah, thanks for that,
about,
Pete.
yeah, and we got a pen, which was you know, I guess we just, well, we just vlogged it, I guess, and also we got a Nintendogs key ring, which is boring, but you
yeah,
know, to go there for freebies and play out heaps of new DS games, which, as a matter of fact, was probably like a huge advertisement for Nintendo, and surprisingly
and it worked.
Enough, it worked. Both Lee and I, within the next week, we both bought New Super Mario Brothers each, and
yeah,
we've both been playing it. So, you know, the section of what we are playing is New Super Mario Brothers, and I'll have to say, I love it, you know.
Yeah.
It's been 20 years since the first Super Mario Brothers game came out, and for them to basically reinvent it again and bring it out, it's awesome.
It is. It's a great game.
How far are you into it now, Lee?
Yeah, well, we spoke this morning about this, and I didn't actually get around to playing it, so I'm still at the first castle in World 6.
World 6, okay. I've basically opened up all the worlds, but I'm trying to find every single coin before I go to the final castle or something. Because, okay, in the game, you got to find, like, 3 coins in each level, and basically to complete it. No, not complete, but, you know, to fully complete it, and you use these coins to unlock, you know, mushroom houses where you get new power.
The mega mushroom.
Or mega
mushroom. Mega mushroom.
I prefer the mini mushroom. As you find out later on, the mini mushroom is more helpful than the mega mushroom.
I like the mega mushroom. It suits my lack of finesse playing style.
What, just running through, smacking the crap out of things.
That's right.
Okay, that's. I like the mini mushroom because you need it to get to certain places. But one downside I had about the game is that you can't save it whenever you want. The only way you can save it is either by completing a tower or a castle, like one of the bosses there, or by opening one of the access points to the mushroom houses where you know, unlock your power-ups.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a bit of a problem later on because you want to save it quickly, but you haven't gotten access to a castle or a tower or a gateway point, but it's only a small thing, but in the end it's a great game. And another thing is that it's got mini games, so once you finish the game you can spend hours playing on these mini games. There's like I think poker and then some mix and match and all these games where you utilize the stylus, so
yeah,
it's great.
And we got it for a good discount.
Yeah, we got a good discount. Yeah, thanks to let's say a local shop putting in the catalog. You know, that shop was out of stock, but we went to another shop and said, "Do you price check?" And they do. I mean, like yep, price match, sorry. And they do. So we got it at a good cheap price, and I think I've basically told nearly everybody about it, and they've done the same thing.
Yeah.
I think Lee even saw my catalog that I took to the first
yeah,
shop, and yeah,
they looked none too like I rocked up and I said, "Oh yeah, New Super Mario Bros., yeah, yeah." And said, "Do you do a price match?" And the guy's, "Yeah, price match." He's like, "Where have you seen it?" Yeah, I saw it at Big W for like 30. Yeah, I know. Yeah, 38.84. Yeah,
yeah, you should have told them, "Oh, did some guy come earlier about it?" "Oh, yeah, that's my friend." Yes. Yeah, so we've been playing New Super Mario Bros., and if you have a Nintendo DS and you think about getting that game, do get
stop
it.
Stop thinking.
Stop thinking. Get it. Give Nintendo your money now.
Yeah.
give it to them now because they do deserve it. It's a great game. Any other games you're playing at the moment, Lee?
Yes, there is. That's probably why I haven't been playing New Super Mario Brothers.
Okay, what game are you playing?
Started playing through NHL 06 again. Started up a new season with the Montreal Canadiens. It's been going good. Trying to get highest penalties on any one player. I'm getting, 25 minutes a game for this one guy, Sheldon Surrey, so that makes me happy.
Any other games you're playing, dude?
Yeah, playing Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories. It's pretty good. What I like the most is how it fits into the continuity of Grand Theft Auto 3.
Cool.
So that's cool. And as always, I've been playing, you know, email and web browse and SimCity 4. But gotta play SimCity 4. I know it's old, but I gotta play it. And,
yes, you're a Sim fan. We all know that.
And now I also have to play University, so that sucks.
Well, this is from Sims 2, right?
No, no, this is like playing, like going to university.
Oh, my bad. I thought you were talking about Sims 2. Okay, well, I guess that's a real life game you can't fail at, I guess.
Yeah.
Other games I've been playing is Battlefield 2. I've jumped back onto the wagon, as you want to call it. And we'll talk about another price matching. The game at a certain shop was $100, but another shop had it for $40. So
ooh.
I went to the shop with my mate who wanted to get it, and we showed the catalog to this shop who's had it for $100. And I think he nearly had a heart attack because he had to basically bring it down 60% to $40. And of course, it's price matching.
The shop you got it from, would that be the same shop we both got New Super Mario Brothers from?
Nah. This is a different shop. This is a...
Because they're going to hate you if you keep doing that.
Yes, and I won't mention any names just in case, but... it's nice that they did stick to the agreement how they do price match stuff in catalogs. And yes, I've been playing Battlefield 2 with my mate now and then, and he's been having a blast, I believe, as well. Well, let's just say he's like me when I first played it, because as you all know, I like Battlefield 2, any World War game or something like that. So, if you're listening to this and you want to know who I am on Battlefield 2, just look up the name Ammo in any of the Battlefield 2 stat tracking, and you can check out my stats. You know, not to blow my own horn or whatever, but I think I do pretty okay for someone who plays every now and then. Any other games? Minesweeper nearly every day. I have to when I'm bored enough in front of the computer and I'm waiting for something to happen, you know, just quick load up Minesweeper and either play it for about 2 minutes and finish it or die within the first 5 seconds. So it's a good time waster, I guess, but nonetheless it's interesting. So
yeah,
I will quickly move on to what I wanted to put into every podcast was a website of the show. Now, I wanted to put a website that promotes gaming, sorry about that, but it's a bit hard to find, you know, a website that does that, but I'm going to change it to maybe a website that is good for gaming. So this website I want to talk about is gamespy.com. Now, for all you gamers out there who, you know, like to know about reviews and cheats and codes and this and that, first place I always go to for any information is GameSpy. They update every day except the weekend, so I'm a bit bummed about that, but I understand they gotta, you know, get days off. But good site for reviews, for the latest news. That's probably where I first found out about E3 and all that. And you know, they cover all the consoles and all platforms and whatever you're liking, and you know, they do a good job of at the website. You use GameSpy now and then, do you, Slaughter?
No.
No, okay, so...
I just keep forgetting about it. I mean, I like to go there every couple of months and catch up on all the editorials that I sort of missed out on, and all the sort of, in the sort of humorous parts, but...
I
always forget.
Okay, well, I'm sure after I told you, you probably won't forget, but then again, you never know. But, yes, GameSpy.com, a great place to go if you want to know anything about any new games or old games out there. And I say check it out if you want to find information. I think now is a probably good time to wrap up this episode. I think it's gone a bit longer than I expected. But
I think we have.
But, you know, just, I guess... I think we're just making up for our delay there, you know.
Yeah.
So
bonus time.
Yeah. Bonus time. If you've got any comments, please feel free to put it onto the website. There's links to it underneath the podcast episode link, and I think there's also an email address there, but I hardly check out the emails, but I'll do it now and then. But yeah, just send us a comment. If you've got any questions you want us to answer for you next time, put the comment up there. Anything else you want to add, Lee?
Leave comments so then we know what's going on. Make them funny, make them serious. All good.
Yes, and you know, we try to make the show a bit funnier than the first one. I think we've accomplished it by maybe 1%. And you know, it's a bit hard to make things funny, but just on the spot. Because remember, we are non-professionals at this, so
if it doesn't show,
we haven't rehearsed this. We've only put out, you know, a brief statement of what we're going to talk about, and that's why you probably hear us on Armin Irving, and oh, maybe I should edit that out. But you know, this is just two guys talking about their feelings on gaming, and you know, this is not professional. If you want something professional, don't come to us. That's a good point. You can go somewhere else, but stick with us, and we hope that you enjoy what we're having to talk about. I'm just probably just blabbering on now because I'm just don't know what to say. So I think we'll just cheerio from that. So once again, I'm Darren, aka Emo, and my co-host is
Lee Squozza.
Yes, that's him, if he remembers his name.
Yeah, that would be me.
Yeah, that would be him. And thanks for joining in for episode 2 of Video Gaming is Good. We hope to see you next time, and we do hope to bring it on time within a fortnight. There goes my planning. It's all out of whack, and I can't do comedy for shit. So yeah, in a fortnight's time, hopefully we'll bring you another episode, and till then, we'll catch you later. So bye.
Cheerio.